just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
A score and 7 years ago, Steven.
My.
Can you guess what we might be talking about?
No, literally, no.
What? From that you don't know?
That would be Disney related?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
I've heard that's a ride.
The greatest moments that you could ever have with Mr. Lincoln. The only moments you could have with Mr. Lincoln.
Potentially true. Now, you and I, we've gone on that, what? We've only done it once together, right?
We've done it once. We've been in the building multiple times because I really enjoy the building that it's in yeah. Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's a very historical building that I think a lot of people pass over because it's not quite as flashy as some of the other buildings.
True, but it's so grand and so close to the main entrance, you have to walk past it.
Right.
Right?
But I think people just don't. Like, it reminds me of my mom when I used to ask her what the Tiki Room was, and she would just say, "It's boring." And we'd walk past it, you know? So I'm assuming that's probably what people do with great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Apparently.
But the building, before you even see Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, is really neat. They
yeah,
have
it's
like
cool.
models and artifacts and
yeah. When you're first entering into Disneyland, on your right hand side, basically, right,
mm-hmm.
It's over there. Usually, I think you can see Minnie and Mickey there sometimes or something.
There's usually
too.
Like some sort of meet and greet outside that you have to finagle your way past,
right, to get inside of the building. And there's yeah. like a cool hat place on the end too,
right? And our fancy art shop is on the other side.
Oh, so fancy.
It's so fancy and so expensive. If you ever want really expensive Disney art, there's the store to go to.
Completely true.
But the reason that I think it's important that they still have Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln is because it was such a passion project for Walt in general.
Yeah, you've said this before to us, to me.
To us. We've got multiple personalities now. No, because Walt grew up in Illinois, where Abe Lincoln was from, he really admired Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
And really enjoyed his history, basically. And so originally, back in the 60s, I think it was like, they said around 62 or 63, he started talking about a project with Imagineers that he wanted to put all of the presidents from the beginning of America to current day into an attraction.
Oh, that's crazy. You could never do such a thing.
Never.
Just kidding.
And originally it was all going to be wax figures, but
okay.
Then, of course, they started fiddling with animatronics. And it gave Walt a grand idea that he would love to have all the presidents be animatronics all standing together in a hall.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
It's a really grand idea.
Which is a ride we have not been on. We've never done Hall of Presidents.
We have not. I'm not even 100% sure where it's at.
It's in Magic Kingdom, though, right? Right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Wow.
How
that makes us sound really dumb, doesn't it?
It's the Magic Kingdom.
It's the Magic Kingdom.
We'll say that.
They were preparing for the World's Fair, and apparently the gentleman in charge of the World's Fair came to look at some of the ideas that Walt Disney had, potentially for the World's Fair, the 1964 World's Fair, and he came across this idea of the Hall of Presidents.
Okay.
And he liked the idea so much that he insisted that it be part of the World's Fair.
Well, that seems to make sense too, right? Like that really feels like it would be right in line with what the World's Fair would be.
Sure.
Especially if you do it Disney style where they are moving.
Yeah.
Is that what happened then?
Well, close.
Okay.
The problem is that it was coming up too soon, so they couldn't do all of the characters as animatronics because none of...
Oh, yeah.
There had not been an animatronic human made before that point.
We only had birds at the Tiki Room?
We had birds, which are considerably smaller and easier, and the flowers, you know, it's very easy. But to get a person to do what they wanted him to do was breaking new ground. And so they didn't have the time or the technology to do all the presidents.
Yeah.
So they decided just to focus on Lincoln.
Okay.
They worked and worked and worked to get it ready for the 1964 World's Fair. And it debuted there and ran for the... I think it said it was running the entirety of the fair. And it was one of the most the most popular booth at the World's Fair.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can see that.
Because between that and then they also brought in Carousel of Progress for the World's Fair.
And Small World?
And Small World, I think, was there for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Disney just took over that World's Fair, didn't
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So... it was really popular, and I think the main thing is that no one had ever seen a robot do what they got Abraham Lincoln to do.
Yeah, because really at the time, robots were just considered almost mythical at the point, right?
Like they were fantasy.
Almost like a bendable or foldable phone.
Yeah. Still a fantasy. But like for those of you that haven't seen Mr. Lincoln... maybe now it may not be quite as impressive having been to other things.
Right.
But you have to imagine having never seen anything like it before, but he starts out sitting in a chair and stands up and delivers a kind of a mixture of speeches that he gave.
Uh-huh.
And people were dumbfounded by it. It looked like nothing they'd ever seen before, and it was so real.
It looked like a real actor, basically.
In an interview I saw with Alice Davis, she was the wife of one of the Imagineers.
She did all the costumes for Pirates.
She did the costumes for Pirates. She was saying that in the area next to them was, I think it was Ford or GM or something like that, that was passing out samples of ball bearings.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, people thought that Abraham Lincoln, the animatronic, was just an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would get the ball bearings from the place next door and try to hit him with the ball bearings to see if they could catch the actor off guard.
Kids are so rude.
And right? I'm sure there were some adults involved, too. But she said it became really dangerous for people to work on the animatronic because they were slipping on ball bearings all the time because they were all over
Thousands
the stage.
Of bearings.
But, I mean, he wasn't without his problems. They say sometimes he would sit down too hard and go through the chair or... his hand wouldn't clench correctly, and so he would be making a rude gesture to people, you know.
This sounds just like me, by the way. All of these things are issues I've had.
Sitting too hard and having
breaking right to the floor.
Having accidental middle fingers to people.
Absolutely. The Abe Lincoln effect.
Anytime Steve's ever flipped you the bird, just know it was a hydraulic issue. And so people were just amazed because he stood up and spoke for about 5 minutes, and people were just amazed at what they were able to pull off, right? But what I thought was really cool is that in order to get the face to look like Abe Lincoln, they were able to secure a life cast of Abraham Lincoln's face.
Oh, wow.
It was made in 1860. It was a living mask, right?
Really?
So it wasn't him after he died. It was him while he was still alive.
Okay.
And it was before he grew his beard, so they could see what his jawline and everything looked like. And so they took that and sculpted his face based on that instead.
That is crazy.
Isn't that awesome?
That does make me appreciate it so much more.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I honestly thought they maybe just looked at photos
and
did it. But the same gentleman that sculpted Lincoln's face also sculpted Walt for the partner statue that you see in all the parks and stuff. So
fancy.
He's very prolific.
So we're hoping that the partner statue is fairly accurate then to Walt.
Right. Sure. Yeah, I would think so.
Apparently they are good on details.
They're good at that.
Do you think they got like the height and everything is the same as well? Because he was a
He was very tall and very lanky. They said that they got his measurements and
the
things.
Same as well.
Yeah.
How interesting is that?
Because people always said that his arms were ridiculously too long.
Huh.
And so I did think about that when we went to see it. I was like, his arms seem a little longer than they probably should be.
Hmm.
But perhaps that's what it and was supposed to look like. Yeah.
Interesting.
And you know, you would think with something so popular and so groundbreaking that they would basically lovingly wrap him in bubble wrap and carry him piece by piece back to California after this, right?
Yeah, since he's the main character of the show.
Right. But
one of our most beloved presidents ever.
Right. but as it turns out, he was rather unceremoniously packed in a crate and shipped back to California, and they lost him.
Also an issue I've had. No, I'm just kidding. They lost Abe Lincoln?
They legitimately lost track of this amazing piece of technology.
Wow.
And granted, they built him. They could make new and improved versions of him. You know, it wasn't like he was one of a kind and could only be made once, right?
Well, I mean, but yeah, they came close with having the face molds and all those other kinds of things, you know?
Right.
Okay.
So they, I just can't fathom this idea that this thing that was so popular and so.
So we end up with all of the characters from Small World, but we lose Abe Lincoln.
Right.
Huh.
They're easier to pack and keep track of.
That is true.
Abe's bigger. and it wasn't till decades later that apparently they just happened upon him in storage, and they're like, oh, here's Abe, we found him.
Wow.
And so when you go to Florida, Hollywood Studios, there's a short film called One Man's Dream, where they show like a short film about Walt's life.
Okay.
Right. And before you get in there, they have a little mini museum of sorts.
That sounds like fun.
That has, we've been there.
I don't know if we've had.
We definitely have.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
They have, like, things that Walt made himself, little miniatures.
Yep, I totally know what you're talking
artwork
about.
Artwork and things like that.
You are right. We have been there.
Right.
It's right outside the Key Lime Pie place.
There you go. And you get towards the end of it, right before you walk into the theater, and we've seen an Abe Lincoln animatronic in there. He has like the clear plastic body that filled out all the space between
robotics
and things.
That is trippy.
And it turns out that was the original New York Fair 64 World Fair animatronic of Abe Lincoln.
I see.
Which I did not know.
So the one that you see at Disneyland now is a duplicate that they created to reopen the show.
They made a duplicate to reopen the show in Disneyland, but the one you see there now isn't original. They are, being as Disney is, they are constantly trying to plus and improve.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, I think, from what I understand, they've replaced the Abe Lincoln animatronic multiple times, at least 3 times, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Since it originally opened back in Disneyland.
Huh.
So, I think this is a good idea, by the way, because I think I think Abe Lincoln should be the most impressive animatronic they have in the park.
Yeah, and you're nearing something, because this is the thought that you and I had about it when we went to go see the show.
Mm.
It's how much the show could use an updating, and something that I kind of want to talk a little bit on this podcast to see if, because that was the problem that we had with this show. The show was like probably, what, 15 minutes long?
20, yeah.
Abe was like 5 minutes of the thing.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's like the lead up to it.
Yeah.
And so there's a whole lot of like curtains opening and like projections of shows going on before that.
And folk music.
Right. And so we thought that it could be like, get to the good stuff here. And then.
Right. I think the original show is still in place mostly because people had such a reverence for it.
Yeah.
But I feel like now it's much less popular and potentially could do with a bit of an update to make it a little bit more new crowd friendly.
Maybe.
Less, I think it would be much more entertaining to have it less about everything going on around Lincoln. Like, you need that stuff, 100%. You need to show kind of the climate that the country was in and the turmoil that was going on and just the sheer insanity of the time period.
Yeah.
And then you can have much more respect for Abraham Lincoln and his words that they have him say, you know? However, I think the focus should definitely be more on Abe.
Yeah, instead of burying him 15 minutes in the show, maybe have it right at the beginning. But that is the problem that I was curious about, how people felt about it in general.
Uh-huh.
If they felt like the show needed an update. And that was the other problem, though, when we would go see it. I think that we were like one of seven that were in the theater that
day. Yeah, it's not very full.
It's never full, and I thought that was almost sad. It was really sad that they have such a great, attraction, mm-hmm. and then nobody was going in there to see it, and I thought that, you know, how great it would be if they put some new Disney magic on it and made it better, and, you know.
Right.
But leave it at that. Don't turn it into the Hall of Presidents.
Just, no. But. I saw, in doing research, I saw a video of people that went to visit the animatronic people that build the robots for Disney.
Uh-huh.
And they had been working on a far more expressive version of Abe Lincoln. And during the conversation, they just kind of had him emoting.
Oh, yeah.
During the whole video. And he is so expressive. And they're like, the goal is that when he laughs, we want the audience to laugh. When he gets teary-eyed, we want the audience to feel that, you know. And so with...
This is a new Abe Lincoln they're working on now?
Yes.
Wow. And
I don't know how actively they're trying to put it into that specific attraction, or if that's the plan, or when that might happen. But you can look it up on YouTube, but it's very impressive. And it's probably one of the most expressive animatronics that they've made. And I think if you could do that, like I said, I think Abe Lincoln should be the most advanced animatronic mm-hmm. that they have. I want people to walk in there and be amazed by it.
Right.
Because it's so much easier to maintain in that environment. If you can control the humidity and the temperature. And
ball bearings.
And ball bearings. And, you know, people aren't touching it. And it's not... You know, it's right, not right. going through the rigors that maybe some of the pirates do in Pirates of the Caribbean, you know? Because we went to see the...
Because the pirates, they have to move 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, constantly. Basically. They don't stop.
We went to see the show in the America Pavilion in Epcot.
Oh, right.
And they had some great movement in some of those animatronics. Uh-huh. They have Ben Franklin climbing up stairs and then walking across a room. And it's very impressive.
Right. And that is a show I would go see multiple times over and over again. And it makes me sad that with the Abe, we only had the desire to see it once.
Right.
And I'm a political junkie. So if I only want to see it once, I worry about anybody else that goes to see it.
I think a lot of people just do it as tradition now versus... The
people that do.
Yeah.
Or you're just looking for a place to sit down and relax for a few minutes.
That's air conditioned in California. Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
But you are right about the American Pavilion at Epcot, the show that they have there, how great that show is.
It is really impressive, and it's definitely more along the lines of what I think Abraham Lincoln should be. And even if they just made it so Abraham Lincoln spoke the whole time and made it maybe 10 minutes long, and just made the animatronic as amazing as humanly possible, I think it would be much more of a tribute to what Walt had in mind.
Yeah.
And be much more interesting to people that were coming into the park. When people are saying, you've got to see, you know, they say it now, you have to see the animatronic at the end of Navi River Journey. She moves so fluidly and True. She looks amazing. You want people saying that about Abe Lincoln. In my opinion.
And you can see why they bury it 15 minutes into the show. The fact that they bring him out at the last 15 minutes for the same thing that it's the grand finale of the show.
Sure.
And but now that we know that he's been in there, because he's been in there for 50 years since that, you know, so there's no reason to hide it clear at the end of the 15-minute lead-up is a long time.
Well, his name's in the title. It's Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. So if you're going to bury Lincoln in there, you know... People know he's there. Just
right.
Give the people what they came in for.
Completely true.
And, you know, maybe it's just us. Maybe there are people that find the pre-show very emotional, or they like the build-up, or, you know, there may be other people that enjoy the attraction as it is.
Well, if we have time next time we go, we'll definitely have to see it again now.
Okay.
It might be different.
We may have to ask some people if they go and see it very often.
Truly.
Like, because I'd be interested if people are like, you know what I love about it? The song. And I'm like, the song?
Yeah. Like, let us know, guys, what you think.
Yeah, because I'd be interested to know. It's definitely worth a see, though. I wouldn't ever say don't go see it, right?
Yeah, you should see it at least once and get your own opinion on it and discover if it's something that you want to see in the future, because it's going to be there, hopefully, the next time you come back.
Yeah. But it's like I always say, great moments with Mr. Lincoln is the second best place to see Mr. Lincoln give a speech, the first being Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app, and if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.